A crowd of mostly rural residents, many without health care, were divided on how to reduce medical costs and ensure more people have insurance. Some said they did not trust the government and expressed concerns about a public option, potentially eliminating private insurance by providing a cheaper alternative to consumers. Yet the word single payer prompted applause that quickly turned to dismay when Representative Ron Klein made it clear to the crowd that was not being discussed in Congress.
Much to the chagrin of some people in this room. The president said he didn't think that was politically feasible. I mean, you're going to see great divide in this nation over this issue.
On one side of the chasm are people like Jean Murphy. The Boscobel resident has expensive catastrophic insurance. She believes a single-payer system would bring costs down and ensure access to more people. So she was upset to hear Representative Klein say, that's not going to happen.
He handled it right up front and said, we're not going to talk about it. Barack Obama says we're not going to talk about it. Well, says who?
Among those on the other side of the debate over how to best reform health care is the American Medical Association. The organization is leery of a public option based on Medicare, a system doctors criticize for its low government reimbursement rate. Yet there are doctors who believe an alternative to private insurance is necessary. Family physician Aaron Dunn runs a free community clinic in Dodgeville. He says the government can oversee a public health system without being heavy-handed.
I firmly believe that the government can play a strong role in that without dictating what tests are ordered and what medication is prescribed.
It's been estimated that up to a third of medical costs do not help the patient, and any reform will have the bottom line in mind, something pointed out to the crowd by small businessman Bob Wills. The owner of Cedar Grove Cheese supports a public option, but he says people have to be realistic in how many medical services they'll get.
Whatever role the government takes in it, their role is going to be to limit the amount that we can spend on health care in some way, and that we're all going to be mad at them. So that's my wisdom.
Along with pressure for a public option, there's a push for Congress to act on health care quickly before it fades from politicians' minds. One speaker at Klein's constituent hearing said the issue is moving so fast it might become, quote, a train wreck. That prompted this response afterward from single-payer advocate Jean Murphy.
Talk about train wrecks. Either we train wreck fast or we train wreck slow.
Representative Klein said reform will not take place overnight. There will be a lengthy transition. He says the country will bankrupt itself if nothing is done. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.